It may take days or weeks to positively identify the remains of what appears to be a young child in Orlando, Florida, and to actually confirm if those remains are that of Kaylee Anthony. But we must look at the facts. We must look at the evidence, and we must look at the proximity of the body and where it was to the Anthony residence. Understanding also that that residence and where the body or the remains were found is so close and was underwater for so long. And when you're searching, you can walk by something one day and discount it, and then 2 weeks later come across it, and it could have been there the whole time. The skeptics and the wild theorists are going to say that that body was planted, and they're going to say all sorts of crazy things that are unsubstantiated, but only time will tell. The forensics now will tell the story. If there was indeed duct tape, the DNA, and all of that will be analyzed by professionals. We as pundits can sit back and talk about it, but the professionals and the scientists will come back with the answers, and then a court will decide the outcome. Kaylee Anthony, if she was smart, but she won't because her lawyer will tell her not to, should come forward and tell the whole story now and beg for forgiveness and have the court look at what really happened. She's still going to go to jail, probably for the rest of her life. But it's time now as a mother to grieve for your child and tell the truth. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.